Ascension of Moses, Chapter 1 to 2.
The first lines of this book are non-extant.
And it came to pass, in the 120th year of the life of Moses, that is, 2,500 years after the creation of the universe, that Moses called to himself Yahshua, son of Nun, a man approved by the Lord, in order that Yahshua might become the successor for the people and for the tent of the testimony, which contained all the holy objects, and in order that he might lead the people into the land which he had promised to their fathers, the land which Moses in the tent had declared by the covenant and the oath that God would give the land through Yahshua. Therefore, Moses spoke to Yahshua,
"And promise me that you will do everything which has been commanded in such a way that you will be blameless. And this is what the Lord of the universe has decreed. For he created the universe on behalf of his people. But from the beginning of the universe, he did not make this design of creation openly known, in order that the nations might be found guilty. Yes, that they might abjectly declare themselves guilty by their own discussions. Accordingly, he designed and devised me, and he prepared me before the foundation of the universe to be the mediator of his covenant. Therefore, I shall speak plainly to you. The years of my life have come to an end, and in the presence of the entire community, I am going to sleep with my fathers. But take this writing, so that later you will remember how to preserve the books which I shall entrust to you, and you shall arrange them, and anoint them with cedar, and deposit them in earthenware jars in the place which God has chosen from the beginning of the creation of the universe, a place where his name may be called upon until the day of recompense, when the Lord shall visit them in the consummation of the end of the days. Under your leadership, the people will enter into the land which God determined and promised to give to their fathers. In that land, you shall bless them and give to each of them their individual portions. And you shall firmly establish a kingdom for them, and with discernment and righteousness, you shall release local magistrates in accordance with the will of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that 5 years after they have entered their land, they shall be ruled by leaders and princes for 18 years. And during a period of 19 years, the 10 tribes will separate themselves. And the 12 tribes will move the tent of his testimony to the place where the God of the heavens will build a place for his sanctuary. And the 2 holy tribes will be settled there. But the 10 tribes will establish for themselves their own kingdom with its own ordinances. And the 2 tribes will offer sacrifices in the chosen place for 20 years. And 7 will strongly build the walls, and I will protect 9. But 4 will violate the covenant of the Lord, and defiled the oath which the Lord made with them. And they will offer their sons to foreign gods, and they will set up idols in the sanctuary in order to worship them. And in the house of the Lord they will perpetrate idolatry and carve images of all sorts of beasts, many abominations.